Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone into the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. My name's Jesse. You got Eliseo and Brandon. How you guys doing?
Good to be back.
Yeah, seemed like a long time, but we're back. And it's a good week to be back, too.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
We took a one-week hiatus, so if you guys did well, then don't listen to the fools. If you didn't do well, you probably need our help, right?
They can still listen to us just to laugh.
Or just to
do the opposite, right?
Yeah, exactly. Do the opposite of us. We're actually really good at what we do if you do the opposite.
If you're not sure, go to the fantasyfootballfools.com. Check it out. Fantasy Fools Pod on X. Hit us up there. Let us know your questions. What do you want us to answer? We will give you the best answer we can come up with and help you win your week and your league. Let's get into it. You know what comes first all the time.
You blew it!
Nope. That wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Try it again. Jesse's like week one form all over again.
Leaves the country for 1 week and he can't remember how to do anything.
Getting the rust off there. Getting the rust off. But the Raiders did blow it. To be fair, because they did another move as the Raiders do, and they sent their star player away to the Jets. Granted, we knew it was going to happen. He wanted a trade, but Raiders back to square one. Davante Adams to the Jets. Who wants to start? Who wants to talk about it? What do you got to say?
Jose, you want to kick it off?
Sure. This was expected. He was not happy. The team was going nowhere, and he doesn't want to end his career this way. So of course he's going to want out. He wanted to go to either New Orleans or the Jets because, again, the reason why he was at the Raiders was to play with Derek Carr, who they immediately traded away. So he wanted to go there or the Jets. It ended up being the Jets. Obvious, they were going to do anything. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago before I left. I was like, they should be calling every day and basically giving up whatever the Raiders wanted at this point. If they're like, if they're going for it this year, which it obviously seems like they are, then there's no reason to hold back because Aaron Rodgers doesn't look great. He looked okay. He looked okay when he threw that Hail Mary this week because he's got the arm. He's just losing his legs. So, the sooner the better. And this was the right move for them. I don't see them. It's going to change some things, especially in fantasy, but I don't see them winning the Super Bowl. I it's still not a thing for me, even with this addition. It's just going to be really good for fantasy. We'll see what happens. But again, the biggest thing here is Davante Adams is good. Garrett Wilson is not on the same page quite yet, but this is going to help. The other thing is that offensive line. That's going to be the make or break of this team, and I think it's going to break them. So that's what I think. It's a good move, obviously, for Adams. He's going to get a lot more. He's going to feel a lot better. But they will do better than the Raiders, obviously. But I don't really think it's going to have a huge impact as a whole in the outcome of the season.
Yeah, I think, I think his hamstring's all of a sudden going to feel much better this week. It's going to be crazy how good the Jets doctors are to get him ready to play. I think the fantasy impacts are a couple things. I'm a Garrett Wilson owner in three leagues, and I could see it both ways. So there's a part of me that's like, oh man, here comes Aaron Rodgers' favorite target, right? They have immediate chemistry. That's going to come back really quick. But then there's the other side where that's like, okay, he's going to take all the targets. But then there's the other side of me that says, oh man, now it's going to be a better offense. There's going to be coverage that can't just concentrate on Garrett Wilson. There's going to be more scoring opportunities now because theoretically the offense should be better, right? So it should be more touchdowns to go around. I think it really hurts, and it's hard to say this. I think it hurts Alan Lazard, obviously. Yeah. But that's Rodgers' boy, so he's probably still not completely going away. I think Mike Williams is done. He won't be involved. He may get traded. So I think I kind of like it as a Garrett Wilson owner just for the simple fact that I think it draws away coverage. I think it's going to be those two guys primarily in the passing game, both getting probably 10 targets a game. So I think what you're going to see is Garrett Wilson, he was good last 2 weeks, 100 yards and a touchdown in both games. But I think what you're going to see is Adams is going to be kind of the third down guy. You saw a lot of like back shoulder throws to Wilson that they missed on. They just didn't have that connection. That's what Adams is going to bring. So I think he's going to extend the drives. But I still think Wilson is kind of their big play guy. He's the most electric guy they have in the receiving game. But I think Adams is going to help the value of everyone else. It just puts a cap on Garrett Wilson, but I think it does give them more scoring opportunities. So I think it's a good move for Wilson, for Adams, for Breece Hall, just a downgrade for Lazard.
Yeah, and I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been getting hit, and he's been getting hit really hard, really often. So this will help because he's getting the ball out fast. He knows he doesn't want to get hit. You know, he knows everybody's just gunning for him. So this will alleviate all that. Just, you know, quick slants, you know, here and there and stuff like that. It's going to help a lot, but we'll see. We'll see if they can put it together.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to play next year?
Depending on how this year goes.
If he doesn't break or get injured, possibly.
Yeah, if he doesn't get injured, maybe. And also depends on where the team ends up. Again, I don't see them going to the Super Bowl. I'm not sure that they make the playoffs. So depending on how it ends is, you know, what he decides to do.
Yeah, I think now that Devontae's there, there's a good chance he'll be back next year if Devontae's going to be there. So, but yeah, it's a long uphill battle for them, but it was a good move overall. I am a Devontae Adams owner. You know, I'm not going to tell you first of all, I'm not going to tell you don't play him, but I'm not going to say it's going to be great because they are going to have to find that chemistry. He's going to have to learn the playbook. They're going to have to figure all that out. Hopefully it'll come very soon, but just keep an eye on it.
Did you see they already posted a video together?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
So they're already together. I'm sure they're already throwing passes and stuff, so he'll be fine.
Next one, another big trade happened. Amari Cooper to the Buffalo Bills. What do you think about that one?
You go, Brandon.
Yeah, I think it's good for Amari Cooper. Obviously, he's moving from Deshaun Watson as his quarterback to Josh Allen. I think it makes sense for Buffalo, too. They didn't really have a number one wide receiving option, obviously, since they lost Stephon Diggs in the offseason. So I think he's been talented wherever he's gone. He's been not a guy I loved in fantasy, but he's been pretty solid everywhere he went, right? He's good with the Raiders. He's good with the Cowboys. Had, I think, a season or two with the Browns that were successful. So he's been good as long as the quarterback play around him has been good. And you know it'll be good with Josh Allen. So certainly a boost to Cooper's value this season. I like the move for Buffalo from an NFL standpoint just to add another weapon to a team that's looking to make a deep playoff run. So I like it for Cooper. Anytime you can get away from the Browns right now, you certainly have to do that. So, yeah, I like the move for Cooper. I like the move for Buffalo. And I think it's if you're an owner of Amari Cooper, you're so much more happy today than you were yesterday if you hung on to him while he was playing for the Browns.
So the only reason why I'm saying that I'm going to say that this is still Buffalo's division. And the reason why is because they added Amari Cooper. That makes a big difference. That makes a bigger difference in Buffalo than Adams will make in New York, because New York already had a really good receiver and they had a good running game, and Buffalo was lacking the receiver, like you said. So now that they have one, I think that the boost that they get is more than the boost that the Jets get with Adams. And so I think they stay above the Jets.
And Khalil Shakir is still hurt, if I'm not mistaken. He may be playing through it, but he's not 100%. So, you know, that adds to that as well. Last up, one more big move, Cam Akers to the Minnesota Vikings. Now, this is interesting because Aaron Jones hurt his knee a couple weeks ago. It was week 5. They had a bye week 6. And he looks like he's practicing right now, but interesting that they added the depth there at running back. Any insight onto that?
No, I don't think it does much for fantasy. Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting. He was in Houston. He was playing a lot with the Joe Mixon injury. Damian Pierce was also injured, so he got some run the last few weeks. Those guys are both back and healthy. Joe Mixon's looking great. So I guess Akers was certainly expendable. He was with Minnesota last year, if I'm not mistaken, so maybe there's some familiarity there. But, yeah, it's an interesting thing if they must not feel super confident with the Jones injury. Like, it's a weird thing. When Jones has been rushing pretty well, Ty Chandler's been a pretty good backup. So, again, maybe just a depth piece for them, or maybe a bigger injury to Aaron Jones. Not sure.
Moving along to more injuries. Marvin Harrison Jr., concussion. He's in the protocol. Keep an eye on that. Jerome Ford, hamstring. Man, there's a theme. You're going to see a hamstring theme coming on here. Started with Davante Adams, and now everyone has a hamstring injury. Jerome Ford is another one. He's week to week. Dontavian Wicks.
Sorry, real quick on the Jerome Ford thing. So obviously running back in Cleveland. They should be getting Nick Chubb back this week, so that'll be kind of interesting too. Again, you don't love the Cleveland offense by any means. They have Deontay Foreman there. They have a couple other guys as well. Pierre Strong, Nick Chubb. So just curious to see what Chubb coming back will do. If there's more opportunity now with Jerome Ford missing potentially a few weeks.
Dontavian Wicks, shoulder week to week. Travis Etienne, what do you know? Hamstring week to week.
Yeah, to say he's been bad most of the season anyways. I know he had a shoulder injury a couple weeks. Now it's a hamstring. So hopefully he's out. Maybe that paves the way for a bigger workload for Tank Bigsby. Again, not a great team. Jacksonville, they've been tough. But they do have a good matchup this week. They stayed in London. Again, they'll play the Patriots. So maybe that's a game where they can get out ahead, run the ball a little more with Bigsby. But yeah, Etienne, curious to see what happens. He's a guy I wouldn't be shocked if he got traded before the trade deadline.
Interesting. Quentin Johnson, leg. He was limping, I guess, on the way to the locker room. So something to keep an eye on. Didn't have much more information than that. Chris Olave.
Yeah. Sorry, Quentin Johnson. He's the bum that you tried to trade me in a deal. So, yeah. Just wanted to throw that in.
I still got him, I think. I don't know. I don't remember what move I made. But it's pretty bad when you have Tyreek Hill and you have Davante Adams and you're just kind of rotating wide receivers. Hey, but I got to win this week, so I'll take it. Chris Olave, concussion protocol for him.
Yeah, they play Thursday, so no chance of him playing this week.
Yeah. Rashid Shaheed, apparently he has a knee injury, and it's concerning. That's all that I could find on it. Did any of you hear anything different?
No, I saw that today, too. Didn't hear much. He had a nice game, too. He had a punt return touchdown in that game. He's been a nice weapon. He's been a big play threat for them. They're obviously on a backup quarterback now with Derek Carr being hurt as well. So Olave out, Shaheed out. They're playing Spencer Rattler at quarterback. It's a Thursday game against Denver, one of the best defenses in the league. So, kind of rough sledding for the New Orleans offense at the moment.
Dallas Goedert, hamstring injury.
I feel like that's probably the only reason that Brandon won this week is because Goddard was out. Because
I scored the most points in the league this week. Come on.
What was maybe it wasn't you. No, it was
you. I played against Goddard. Yeah, he was on Adam's team.
How many points did you beat him by?
Like 10.
Do you remember? Like 10?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. I feel like Goddard could have probably scored 10 points. I don't know. It would have been a lot closer.
I would have been so pissed if, the one good week I have and I lose, 130 points and
I
lose.
It was close. I mean, I knew you were going to get it because you had two guys playing on Monday.
Yeah, I didn't feel great, though. I didn't feel good. But then, thank God, Wilson scored early and kind of put it to rest.
Yeah. But as soon as Wilson scored, I was like, okay, he should have it. But
yeah.
It was close.
And then I got three other injuries here that are not really fantasy implications unless you play defense. But Mr. Harbaugh had an irregular heartbeat and left the sideline. You never see that from a coach. He did come back in, right? I believe he came back into the game. And
he was good to heart monitor or something now.
Yeah. And then the ball boy. I'll get back to the other one. The ball boy, Will Levis, took out his leg.
That's happening this year.
I know.
Took out another old white dude on the sideline that has no business being there. Yeah, we've talked about it.
What are we doing? I don't know. There was no update. Nobody knows what happened to him, but hopefully he's okay.
I mean,
Then the injury of the week, it was brutal. If you looked back and you saw the screenshot, you saw it in slow-mo. Don't do it if you don't like looking at nasty stuff. But Aiden Hutchinson definitely broke the crap out of his leg. So hopefully he heals up and gets yeah, back to it next year.
That was a bad one. That sucks. You know, I didn't see it when it happened. And then I think I was watching the game, but they said, oh, we saw it on the replay. We're not going to show it to you. So I was like, oh, it must be really bad. I was expecting, I mean, it was bad, but I was expecting like Alex Smith bad. And this one wasn't as bad. It was still like gory or whatever, but it's, I thought because they said his foot was turned the wrong way or something. So I thought it was one of those where like your foot is pointing in the wrong direction, like you see a lot of, you know, and this one was just like, it was more like a, like when you're fighting, like when you're watching the UFC and then somebody kicks and then their leg wraps around the other guy's leg when he blocks it. It was like that where it bends. So it's, it was still like gross, but once he was down on the ground, you couldn't tell. Like it didn't stay crooked, you know? So that's why I was a little confused. And then I actually didn't want to go back and look because everybody said how horrible it was. Well, of course I go online and it just pops up and it was just like a screenshot of the, of like the actual impact. And I'm like, okay, that's terrible, but not as bad as I thought it was, you know, as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. That's a big piece for Detroit that, that could have a lot of implications come to the playoffs. And
did you guys hear about this? Jesse, especially you, I'm curious what you think. Now they're saying, now there's rumors about Detroit trading for Max Crosby because of that injury.
You know, I wouldn't put it past the Raiders at all. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Look, it's a good business team. They make a ton of money. They're now worth, what, like $2 or $3 billion. And when Mark Davis took over the team, they were worth like $300 million. So I get it, but can we win some football games? Can we actually try to run?
The Devontae Adams thing, like that makes sense to me. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. But Crosby, like that,
that's I like can see why they would do the team.
That's the yeah, and yeah. It's like, okay, we already have like a pretty decent defense, you know, with him there, and then we got like we got some pieces there. We could be better, but we have a decent enough defense. We just need some offense. But now they're talking about like maybe asking for 2 first-rounders. For Crosby, and I'm like, yeah, but what are the odds you're going to get another Crosby, you know?
Yeah.
Or a good quarterback. Look how many quarterbacks fail, and you put them into a crappy team like the Raiders are, and it's going to be that much harder. So I think the best move, personally, is like keep Crosby, keep the defense intact, maybe add some pieces, but you freed up all that money from Devontae Adams, and you get a draft pick. So go out and maybe get some help on offense, and maybe trade for a quarterback next year or in the off season, not necessarily like try to draft one, but maybe trade for one, not a Gardner Minshew, like somebody better. Maybe there's nobody out there available. Maybe you do have to draft, but yeah, man, losing Crosby would be, you're just blowing up the team, you know?
This is brings me to kind of my next point is that another piece of news that broke is that Tom Brady has been approved to be minority owner of the Raiders. So that's going to go through and hopefully he brings with him, some changes or
some coaches from New England. So, nah, man.
No. Some changes, not coaches, but also, if he can help build a roster or at least, you know, kind of navigate Mark Davis through the whole situation, then that'll be nice. So.
I was curious as to why Mark Davis was interested in this. If he's like the sole owner, why share it, you know? But I guess if you're not good at your job.
I think he's a great business owner, but he wants to win. And he keeps getting these general managers and these coaches that, you know, they look good, but they don't turn out to be good. So hopefully Tom Brady has a better track record.
I think it's also like when you're that rich, I think you want to do like things that make other rich people like get excited, you know, like it's like a status thing. It's like, oh, I got Tom Brady as like my right hand man, you know, like who else can say that? I just hope Brady's a better owner than he is an announcer. He is awful. I don't know if you guys have listened to him on games. He's terrible. He's so bad.
I only heard, so what bad. Was it? This week was it announcing, I think, the Cowboys, right?
He did the Cowboys? Game. Yeah,
Cowboy So I was Lions. Watching a part of that, and so it was the first time I heard him, and I'm like, oh, man,
he brings nothing. He brings nothing. And you're like,
and he talks for, like, a really long time about stuff that, like,
but like doesn't say anything.
Yeah, yeah, it was really weird. A lot. I was like, oh man, I expected him to be good because I'm like, okay, Tony Romo's pretty good because he's a quarterback, he understands the game, he's, you know, so I thought he was going to be like that, but no, he's just using it as a platform to talk crap about guys that talk crap on him when he was playing. Like, did you hear the Baker Mayfield thing?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So then Baker said that, and then Tom Brady came back and defended himself as to, oh, we're about winning and stuff. So he's just using it for that.
And part of it too is that because he's like in the ownership thing, he doesn't have access to meetings. So because it's like a conflict of interest, so he doesn't get to sit down with the coaches and players like the day before to get insights and things like that. So he's like walking in blind. So it's like a weird situation. I'm not sure why he's there, but not doing a great job.
All right, let's talk it. Normally we would talk about fantasy tops of the week, but we took a week off, and so we're going to do it a little different. We're going into week 7 here, so we've had 6 weeks to sample size, and we're going to, well, it's not really a sample size, it's just the way that it is, the rankings. We're going to go over the top players in each position through 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. These guys are awesome, apparently.
Was that a fart sound right before the oh, wow? It sounded like a fart.
No, I don't think it was. All right, let's start off with quarterbacks. Who do you think the number one quarterback is through 6 weeks? For those listeners out there, or viewers, whatever, YouTube, whatever you're watching this on, we go standard. There's no PPR in our league. 6 points to the quarterback, 4 touchdowns. Who's number one?
Probably Lamar, I think.
Lamar or Baker?
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson, 153 points, 1,529 yards, 10 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns. Lamar is, in fact, number one. And you're right. Baker Mayfield himself is number two at 146 fantasy points, very close to Lamar. Almost 1,500 yards passing, 15 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns. It doesn't add up. I don't know how Lamar.
He's been awesome. Baker's been awesome.
And he's still available in our league for some reason.
You know why?
There's only one. Long.
So, Baker has 17 touchdowns, and Lamar only has 12. But Lamar has more points because he has 403 yards rushing. Yeah. So.
Spoiler alert: Baker is my core. I'm doing the quarterback carousel the rest of the year.
Dude, that's what I was about to say. It's like you've been doing it, but every time you make a move, it's been the wrong move. So
It's been okay.
Like you put in Purdy, and he had a crappy week, and then you dropped him.
Yeah.
And then who'd you do this week? I forgot.
I had Kirk Cousins this week against the Panthers, and they like ran all the touchdowns in, but I got the win. So this week, it's going to be Baker. Monday night against the Ravens. Going to be a high-scoring shootout.
There you go. So
Baker's my guy.
Number three, anybody? Number three, it's tied. There's a tie for number three.
Oh, I was going to say Jaden Daniels.
He's one of them. Yep.
Ooh. Josh Allen?
No.
No?
I would have said Josh Allen.
It's kind of unbelievable, and it's really because of 1 week kind of catapulted him. Week five. Joe Burrow is and Jaden Daniels both have 126 points. 1,400 yards for Jaden Daniels, almost 1,600 for Joe Burrow. 12 passing touchdowns, Joe Burrow. 6 passing touchdowns, Jaden Daniels. But he has 300 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns on the ground. So it just shows you. I mean, you can do it either way. You can do it passing. You can do it rushing. And you know, I asked Brandon at our draft this year, do you like rushing quarterbacks in our league? And I said, I'm not sure, because it's always kind of a crapshoot. And that's exactly what it is. We have some passing, some rushing, and they're all up there. And Number five.
I took the 2 rushing quarterbacks who aren't up there because I took the wrong ones. You know, should have taken Jaden Daniels.
And number five, Josh Allen. He just creeped in 125 points there. What I want to point out is, you have a 20-point difference from Baker and Joe Burrow right now. So, I mean, Lamar and Baker, are kind of, they're up there, you know. And then Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, Josh Allen, 125, 126, 126. And there's another big jump to number six, and that's Kirk Cousins with 105 fantasy points. So those are your big guys. I'm just going to round up the top 10 real quick here. Brock Purdy, 104 points. Jordan Love, 104 points. Kyler Murray, 102. CJ Stroud, 101. And Justin Fields, 101. Those are your 100-point club through 6 weeks. Who do you like best out of all those moving forward? You know what? Save it. We're going to play a game later. All right. Let's go into running or wide receivers. Wide receivers. So who is the number one wide receiver so far?
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase is number one. He has a 6-point week, a 3-point week, a 7-point week, but Jeez. He's still number one because he has a 32-point week and a 24-point week and overall 86 fantasy points.
It's that slow start, man. It's that slow start in Cincy, always.
Chris Godwin's probably up there somewhere.
Number two, Chris Godwin. Yeah. 80
he's
points.
He's been awesome, too. Yeah. Consistent, yeah.
He's been very awesome.
Malik Nabers was up there until he missed the last two games.
The number three guy didn't even play week six. He's still number three.
Nabers. You're on a bye.
He's on the IR.
Oh, Nico Collins. Yeah, he was number one.
Nico Collins, 75 fantasy points.
Yeah.
Anybody want to try to guess four? You know, if you guys are listening out there, just tweet us. See if you got it right. I guess we won't know. You can just say it after we said it. So.
Justin Jefferson?
Jefferson is five. Number four is Jaden Reed, 74 points. Justin Jefferson, 68 points. And then I'll go through the top 10. Drake London, 65. Alan Lazard, 63. Rashid Shaheed, 61. Stephon Diggs, 60. I don't know if that's 10, but that's the 60 club, and we will stop there. But actually, this is kind of interesting. The next two, Brian Thomas Jr. and then Mike Evans is up there almost in the top 10. So you have two Tampa Bay receivers up
there. Makes sense,
Running back with 129 points, you guys all know this one. Who's the number one running back?
King Henry.
Derrick freaking Henry. Check this out. These are his points per game. 10 points, 15, 30, 33, 15, 26. I mean, it's great.
That's why they're the Super Bowl champs, man.
Number two, so he has 129 points. Number two, 105 points. Who's number two?
I was going to say Kyren Williams, but he had a bye last week.
Barkley.
Barkley, yeah.
Those are both two in the top five. So Barkley has 88 points at number three, and Kyren Williams, 80 points at number five. Number two.
Jordan Mason?
Ooh, Jordan Mason's number four, 81 points. Number two is Alvin Kamara, 105 points. And then rounding them up. You have David Montgomery, 79 points. Chuba Hubbard, 72 points. DeAndre Swift, 68 points. Brian Robinson Jr., 68. James Cook, 67. Bijan, 67 as well.
You know what's funny about Swift is he had the first 3 weeks that were awful, like 2 points, 3 points, 2 points, something.
Five,
dropped,
three, four.
Dropped him. Yeah, I dropped him. I drafted him. Yeah. And I dropped him. Like, this guy's going nowhere.
Yeah.
And then he took off.
He's been awesome the last 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but look at the defenses he played. I mean, Tennessee, Houston, and Indy were the first three, which were significantly better than the Rams, Carolina, and Jacksonville. So playing those matchups does help sometimes. All right, moving on to tight end. Who is the number one tight end? This is going to be a tough one.
It's got to be Kittle, I think.
Yeah.
George Kittle is number one, 56 fantasy points. He had a 0 point game, a 4 point game, and then he's in double digits the rest of them. Number two, who's number two?
Cole Kmet.
Kmet, yeah.
Cole Kmet, you got it. 44 fantasy points. This one's even worse.
Last week, yeah.
He had a 0, a 2, a 3, a 5, and he's number two. Number three.
Bowers?
Brock Bowers, yeah. Bowers. Even worse. 5, 9, 4, 2, 7, only 1 2-point game, and he is the third tight end. Number four.
Goddard.
Likely or Goddard? I don't
know. Likely is number five. He has 2 double-digit games. And number four.
Oh, McBride?
No. Tucker Kraft.
Kraft, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
1 point, 2 points, 1 point, 3 points, 20, and 11.
This is a depressing part, man. Can we just, like, let's hurry it up. This is making me sad.
All right, let's do it because we do it on here on the Fantasy Football Post podcast. Geez.
Kickers.
Who's the number one kicker?
Aubrey.
Yeah.
Aubrey, 82. Just throw out some names, top five.
Fairbairn,
number three. Yep, 72 points.
Dicker.
Dicker, the kicker, is not on the top 10, I don't think.
Oh, he had a bye, that's why.
We got Chris Boswell, number two from Pittsburgh, and my boy Younghoe Koo, number four, 70 fantasy points, and Austin Siebert, number five at 67. So, yeah, just play the matchups. You don't really have to pick up those guys, but I have had Younghoe Koo the entire season, and he's, delivered for me for sure. So he's probably done better than the tight ends. and then defense, who's the number one defense for fantasy football?
Somebody random like Chicago or something.
Minnesota?
Minnesota's number one. Chicago's number three.
Pittsburgh's probably up there.
Pittsburgh's number five.
Yeah.
Detroit?
Not Detroit.
San Francisco?
San Francisco's number six. You talked about him earlier. You said the best defense in the NFL.
Denver
is number four, and then Green Bay is number two, believe it or not. They have 4 double-digit games. They have had an easy schedule, but it looks like their schedule does not get much harder. So keep an eye on Green Bay and possibly Chicago for pickups there. Those are – if you didn't know, you could just go, obviously, to your whatever platform you use and look that up, but just keep checking it. Check who's been good the last 4 games, who's going to be good the next 4 games, and play with all those settings. It does help a little bit. Numbers on paper don't really mean much when it comes to Sunday, but you never know, right? All right, are you guys ready for it? We played this the last 2 years, and it's coming back, and we got a drop for it. It's a weird drop, but here it is.
Smash. Stash, trash.
All right. I'm not even going to ask who you had record that one. Yeah,
that is my friend AI. all right, smash, stash, or trash. So, for those of you who have not listened to this part of the podcast, this segment, I'm going to throw out 3 names, and Eliseo and Brandon is going to pick one person they're going to that's going to smash, that they're going to kill it, they're going to do great, they're going to put them in their lineup. One person they're going to stash, because maybe they're not going to be great right now, but they're going to be great in the future or soon. And then trash, someone you got to throw away, you got to dump, you got to drop, you got to get out of there. We're going to start with quarterbacks here. I got Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, and C.J. Stroud.
What order are we doing this in? Like,
whatever you want. You could do smash, stash, and trash.
Just, and this, like, is like for the rest of the season?
For the rest of the season, yeah.
I got mine.
I got mine too.
Go for it.
Smash Baker. Stash C.J. and trash Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement. I don't see Baker slowing down. I think he's a smash. Stroud is super solid. You know what you're getting out of him. And then, yeah, you have to trash somebody. It's got to be Rodgers.
All right, all right. You want to go keep going with quarterbacks or switch over?
It's your game, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Hey, I'm going with what the people want here, all right? We'll stick with quarterback. I got a couple more. Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, or Sam Darnold?
Oh, man. Darnold, smash. Caleb, stash. Bo Nix is trash.
Yeah, I would say Caleb, smash. Darnold, stash. Nix, trash.
All right. No love for Bo Nix. I agree. And one more quarterback. We didn't talk about the position he's in, but it is way down there. It's way down there. Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, and Geno Smith.
Smash Geno Smith. Stash Patrick Mahomes. Trash Derek Carr.
I'm going to smash Derek Carr.
He's already smashed. He's hurt.
I know. But when he's back.
Okay.
Because he's had a pretty good year so far. You know, some close games and stuff. So smash Carr, stash Mahomes, trash the trash.
Geno?
Yeah, isn't there rumors about Metcalf leaving also?
I heard
a rumor about
he should Metcalf go to the Raiders.
Leaving. I thought he was going to end up in Chicago. And I was like, oh, that's going to be problems for people.
Wide receivers. Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Mike Evans.
I think Mike Evans is the smash. I think Devontae Adams is the stash. I think Tyreek Hill's the trash. I don't believe that Tua's coming back and playing.
I totally agree with you, but that's why I put it on there. It's tough to say Tyreek's the trash, but that's what it's looking
like. I feel the least confident in him moving forward. Yeah. But he also could be the best of all three if Tua comes back and plays well.
I think I would do Adams. Yeah, I would take the risk. I know it's a little risky, but I would take the risk and say Adams is a smash. And then Evans, and then, and then Hill, which is weird. Yeah.
All right, wide receiver again. Zay Flowers, Amari Cooper, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
St. Brown is a smash. Yep. Has to be. And then...
He's not even in the top 15 or 20 right now.
Yeah, it's been weird because Detroit's been good, but they've been spreading it around, you know? Like, Laporta has one touchdown.
Yeah.
So it's weird. They're getting it done. It's just different than last year. But you still know it's him. It's still a good offense, so.
Who are the other two? Zay Flowers and who?
Amari Cooper.
Cooper.
Oh, man, that's tough because Flowers has been doing good. Yeah, well, I know, but Flowers has been doing pretty good. So I'm just going to be safe and say stash Flowers and trash Cooper.
I'll go the opposite. I would say, yeah, St. Brown, I think, is still the smash because he's on a good offense. He's still a good player. He's going to be the most consistent. I would stash Cooper because I like him being the number one for Josh Allen. I would say trash Zay Flowers just because that's such a rushing offense. They want to run the ball.
Yeah,
I think he has the least opportunity.
All right. One more wide receiver. Josh Downs. We're going a little deeper here. T. Higgins and Jacoby Myers.
Trash Jacoby Myers.
Can we trash all of them?
I would say smash for
Higgins, I guess.
Got to be Higgins with Burrow, and then I would stash Downs. I'd rather play him with Joe Flacco, but I think Richardson's coming back. So,
all right, running backs. Here we go: Kenneth Walker, Joe Mixon, Bijan Robinson.
Smash Walker, stash Robinson, trash. Who else is left?
Mixon?
Yeah.
I would say smash Robinson. Gosh, stash Walker, trash Mixon, but I don't think any of them are trash.
Yeah.
I would take all of them.
All right. How about these ones? Josh Jacobs, Chuba Hubbard, Austin Eckler.
Smash Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Stash Chuba Hubbard. Trash Austin Eckler.
Chuba Hubbard is currently the seventh running back.
Yeah, I knew he was up there, but I'm like, there's no way he can keep that up. But he's doing it. I don't know how, but he's doing it.
You got a list? You got a LSA or?
No, I'm going to go with the same as Brandon, but I'm just like, I don't have faith that Chuba can keep it going. But like I said, it's like, well, I don't know, man. I guess you got to keep him.
All right. I think I know what you guys are going to say on this one, but just one group for tight end, because tight end's pretty ridiculous. Travis Kelce, Brock Bowers, or Tucker Kraft?
Kraft. Oh, man. Well, now Bowers might get more passes because you got to go Bowers. 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 Stop. Bowers, and I guess Kelce just because it's Kelce and he could at any point have a monster game, and then Kraft. I do like him, but I guess, shit, man. I don't know.
That's my worry. Yeah, Bowers the one, because again, he's like the only pass option they have.
Yeah,
Kelce would be my stash, because again, he's still the number one option there. He turns it on as the season goes along, and then I would trash Tucker Kraft just because they have so many weapons in Green Bay and they kind of spread the ball around. But again, all three good options.
So again, Brock Bowers, number three tight end, Tucker Kraft, number four, and Travis Kelce, 18, number 18 right now. So with the whopping 21 points. So that's your tight ends for you. It's a rough.
He's too busy rehearsing for like concerts and stuff where he wears a tuxedo and, you know.
All right. Well, that's a smash. Stash and trash. So if you like those guys, you like our order, go check them out, go pick them up, go drop them, do what you need to do.
Listeners, if you're listening,
I was gonna say the same thing.
go on Twitter or whatever you do, and then play this game with the three of us.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Make sure you add us, Fantasy Fools Pod on X. We're not going to do waiver wire pickups like we normally do, because this will be coming out on Tuesday night or Wednesday. But and anybody that you guys like moving forward that we didn't talk about already for the season, we have sample size through week six. Things are changing. People are being traded. Anybody that you should have your eyes on. Not necessarily just in an 8-man league, but a 10-man, a 12-man. Who are you looking at?
Well, right now with all the injuries, there's a couple of guys that you could pick up, and it's not necessarily like guaranteed that they're going to play, but you might as well have them, because if those injuries are, you know, are longer than we expect them to be, then they're definitely going to play. So obviously you just follow the injuries and pick up the next man up.
Yeah. So I think there's a couple names. I like Tyrone Tracy for the Giants. He's looked like a good running back with Devin Singletary out. Certainly a guy. Ray Davis looked really good on Monday night for the Bills.
Yeah.
Again, not sure when James Cook will be back, but if he were to miss a significant amount of time, I think Ray Davis certainly proved his case. And then the last one, and I hate to say this, but Juju Smith, he looked really good before the bye week. Over 100 yards. They got to throw to somebody, right? They got so many injuries there. If you know he becomes Mahomes' guy and he kind of worked the slot, the place that Rashee Rice was, he kind of took over that role. So again, who knows if it's going to stay on, but if he could be the number one option for Mahomes, he's certainly worth a roster spot, I think.
All right, let's get into weekly matchups. Obviously, we skipped a week, but these are going to be the week five matchups that we picked. And then going great over here at the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. Yeah, these are week five that we picked. We did not pick week six, so we're going to go straight to week seven afterwards and figure out where we are from there. So the old score, just to for everyone to know where we are, I was 8-12, doing great. El Sayo, 9-11, not much better. Brandon, 10-10, right there. So we're all doing pretty great, as you can see. Let's fix that right now. So we had New York Jets at the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota by 2.5 points. We all picked Minnesota. And Minnesota won by, 6 points. So we all win that one. Good job. Nothing changes. We just all get a win. Next up, we had Baltimore at Cincinnati. Baltimore by 2.5 points. This was an over-under of 50.5. And it was 79 points scored in the game. Baltimore did win by just enough, 3 points. I picked Baltimore. Eliseo picked Baltimore. Brandon, you did not.
This was, can I make a statement here? This was a ridiculous loss. They went to overtime. Lamar Jackson fumbled. Cincinnati got the ball. They ran three straight plays after Burrow had thrown for like 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. They ran the ball 3 times. The holder messed up the hold on the field goal. They missed a field goal. Should have won the game. I should have had another point here. And then Baltimore came back and got the win. But Cincinnati should have won that game. They should have.
But they didn't. So they didn't. You lose. Next up, we had Buffalo at Houston. Houston was actually favored by 1.5 points. You guys said, no way. Buffalo's got this for sure. I said, no, I'm sorry. Me and Eliseo said, no way, Buffalo's got this for sure. Brandon, you said, Houston is going to do it. And they did it. They won by 3. They covered. Point for Brandon. Next up, we had Arizona at San Francisco. This was another 50.5 point over-under. And it was a close game. So me and Brandon picked Arizona. San Francisco was favored by 7.5 points. That's when we said, oh, we got to take the points. And Eliseo picked San Francisco. Well, San Francisco not only did not cover, but they did not win. So point for me and Brandon. 24-23 was the score of that game. And then lastly, New Orleans at Kansas City. Kansas City by 5. Kansas City won 26-13. Brandon, Eliseo, you both picked New Orleans. I picked Kansas City. And if you're doing all that math in your head, you know that I'm 4-1 this week. Brandon, you're 3-2. Eliseo, you're 2-3, which means, has there been a change?
I thought I was 3-2.
Brandon? Can you confirm that he is 2-3?
I have to go back and look.
I mean, we just went over it, but I'm like, wait, that's
it's right here.
What did I lose?
You lost Buffalo because Houston won by.
You was 2-3 that week. Yep, that's right. Okay, Jesse 4-1. I was 3-2. Yep, that's correct.
All right.
You know who you're gonna trash, right? Tell us on X.
I may or may not have already sent a tweet to X. I don't know. Check the account.
All right. So that means that there's a little bit of change. I am no longer in last, but Eliseo is at 11-14. I am 12-13. And Brandon, you are 13-12. I know what you're going to say. You started 0-5.
That's
so
right.
Well done.
13-7 since. And I went 5-0 last week. You guys just didn't make any picks, so.
Well, we're going to make them this week. So here we go. Here are the games on the docket. We have Houston at Green Bay. Houston is 5-1. Green Bay is 4-2. Green Bay is favored by 2.5 points over and under 47.5. Who wants to start? Me? Okay, I'll start. Oh, boy, this is a tough one. I like both of these teams. I know Nico Collins is on IR, which is going to be a little bit different for them. Man, Green Bay is favored to win. I think they can win, but I don't know. I like Houston. I'm going to go with Houston.
You or me, LSAO?
You.
Okay. Yeah, this is a really good game. I like both teams here. I'm going to go ahead and take, I think Houston has a chance to win the game, so I'll take the 3 points. Give me Houston plus the 2.5 also.
Oh, so here's your chance.
Here's my chance. Did you guys both take Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Green Bay.
Yeah. I mean, I would have done that. I think this game could go either way.
Totally.
All right, next up, Detroit at Minnesota. Another great game. Detroit is 4-1. Minnesota is 5-0. Are these right? Because we played 6 games. Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess some
bye weeks. Yeah.
Minnesota's favored to win by 2.5, and it's an over and under of 49.5 points.
Yeah, this is a good docket of games this week for sure, if the first two are any indication. Detroit coming off of the just monster blowout at Dallas, 47-9 or something. They were running trick plays, trying to run up the score, trying to get their linemen touchdowns. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. I'm not sure Minnesota's quite as good as the 5-0 record indicates. I think Detroit's been the best team in the league. Give me Detroit with points on the road.
Oh, so?
Yeah, I think that like you said, Detroit's been really good, but also, like, I think it's going to be an emotional week for them because of the Hutchinson thing. So I think they're going to come out ready to go. So also, I'll take in Detroit.
All right. Well, I got to do it. I like both these teams. I think Minnesota is a good team. I think Detroit's probably better, but hopefully that they Minnesota either wins or loses by less than 2.5. I'll go with Minnesota. All right. Seattle at Atlanta. Seattle is 3-3. Atlanta is 4-2. Atlanta is favored by 3 points. This is the highest over and under of the week at 51.5. Eliseo, you kick it off.
I'm going to go Atlanta. They're a much better team than Seattle. Seattle's been doing all right, but Atlanta is much better. And also, I don't think we've seen Atlanta's like best game yet. Like, they're slowly creeping up to like a really top-notch level, and I don't think they're quite there yet, but every week they get better. So I'll take Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think Atlanta is a better team that we just haven't seen what they're capable of fully yet. But I want to make this interesting, and I do think Seattle's also a great team, so I'm going to go with Seattle.
That can maybe be this tiebreaker here. I kind of agree with what both of you guys said. I don't think Atlanta's played their best game, but I don't think Seattle has either. I think they're going to be able to run the ball a little bit on Atlanta, which they want to do. I'll take Seattle plus the 3 points.
All right. Next up, we got, here it is. Here it is, New York Jets at Pittsburgh. The New York Jets are 2-4. Pittsburgh is 4-2. But guess what? There was a trade. So now the Jets are favored to win by 1.5 with an over and under of only 38.5. Is this me? You know, like, look, I hope as a Devontae Adams owner, I hope that he goes out there and scores like 5 touchdowns. Because if he's playing, I have to put him in my lineup, obviously. I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't think this is going to be the Jets' saving grace, at least not this early in the season. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh winning this game.
Man, I just can't quit the Jets, you know? I'm going to take the Jets minus 1.5. I don't think Pittsburgh can score a lot of points. I think if the Jets can get to 20, I think they cover the spread, and the defense is pretty good. I think they'll give Fields some trouble. So give me the Jets in the inspired win for Devontae Adams.
This is a tough one because the addition of Adams, but that Pittsburgh D-line is definitely going to get to Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Real fast. And this is tough because this could go either way. But I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
All right. It's going to be an interesting week here. And then lastly, we have another great game. This is one of the two Monday night games, I believe. Baltimore at Tampa Bay. They're both 4-2. Baltimore is favored by 3.5 points, over and under of 48.5. Brandon.
Yeah, this is another fun one. And yeah, another weird two Monday night game, which I'm still not sure why they do that. It was cool, like the first week or something, like the opening week was fun. But yeah, in the week 7, like it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, good game. As I said, I'll have my boy Baker Mayfield in this one. He's going to be my starting quarterback. So I'm going to be down by like 22 points heading into Monday night, but I'm still going to have a chance because he's been awesome. But with that said, I think Baltimore wins. I think they're up big. Baker throws late to try to catch up. But I like Baltimore in this game. Give me Baltimore minus 3.5.
Yeah, Baltimore is a like much more physical team too, so it'll be high scoring. But I think the Baltimore, just all of Baltimore, is just going to wear out the Bucks because they're just more physical, and just, I mean, Baltimore is going to win the Super Bowl. So give me Baltimore.
Was that your pick before the season? Like, did you on this podcast?
Okay. Yeah,
Baltimore is going to win this game. But they're not going to cover the 3.5. I'm going with Tampa Bay. Let's make it interesting. All right. There you have it. We'll see what happens next week. Maybe I can go 4-1 again. Keep catching up. That's right. Follow my picks. 1 week, I'm good. And you know, now I just got to follow everything. All right. You guys know what it's time for. No?
I mean, we're waiting.
All right.
Hit the button. You can take balls through the wall.
Balls through the wall. I'm going to download that soundbite from the original Rush Hour when he's like, push the button. And the girl's like, push the fucking button. I'm going to have that ready for you. When you're not on top of it, I'm going to hit that one on my end.
All right, last week, or 2 weeks ago, actually, we had, I'm just going to start with mine because it was so great. I had Dontavian Wicks, who had a great week the week before I picked him. I said he was going to go 101 yards and one touchdown. He had two catches for 20 yards. So not exactly balls to the wall there. Let's see how Brandon's guy did. Jordan Whittington. You said he's going to have six catches for 100 yards and a touchdown. He had seven catches for 89 yards, no touchdown. But, hey, that's pretty respectable, right? That was pretty close. And then, Eliseo, you said Austin Eckler, man, he's back. He's going to do it. 75 yards, that's all. But two, count them, two touchdowns. Well, he said, no, I'm going to have 97 yards total. Just no touchdowns. So
that was sad too, because that was such a good matchup. So, oh well.
All right. This week, who do you got as your balls to the wall?
Who's going first?
I can go first, but I'm gonna need your help because I don't know if it's like if you guys are gonna like it.
Okay, we could.
Okay.
but I can give you a twofer. Maybe we'll work something out. Okay. So originally, I wanted to go, and again, it's because like they don't normally play, but now under circumstances, I think they're going to play, you know? So I was going to go with Ty Chandler. How do you guys feel about Ty Chandler?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you guys were going to like that or not. But even if Jones plays, you know, he's a little banged up, He's got a toe thing. So even if he does play, I think he might be limited, which brings up a great opportunity for Ty Chandler. The only problem is they're playing against Detroit. So that's going to be tough, but they're going to need him because it is Detroit. And he can catch passes. So I think they're really going to need him in this game. Tough defense to run against, but because he can catch some balls, he might be able to do some damage. So give me 80 total yards. I'll say 2 touchdowns, which is a lot, but
if you're going to go balls to the wall, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say Ray Davis, too. I'm like, oh, yeah, like Ray Davis. And then if you guys didn't like either one, I was like, what if I combine them? And they're like a total of like this many yards. And then, yeah.
That's pretty good.
You or me? Right, Brent? Yeah, I'll go. Okay. I had one written down for the whole show, and then I just crossed it out probably 3 minutes ago. So my one was going to be Ladd McConkey, but now I'm going to switch it. So this guy I'm doing, he is 90% owned, but I'm going to say he has a breakout game this week. So put him in your lineups. He's probably been on your bench for a while. Again, we talked about Nico Collins getting hurt. I'm going to go Tank Dell. You're going to be like, oh my God, everybody's playing Tank Dell, but here's the numbers. I'm going 8 catches, 155 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So I think it's a breakout game for Tank Dell this week in Green Bay in a high-scoring game.
It'll probably be Diggs, but all right.
Who owns him? You?
I do. He's in my lineup.
You just picked him up, right? Nice. Didn't you just pick him up?
Yeah, last week, like before.
Yeah, last week. Yeah.
I drafted him, and then I dropped him. So, all right. My guy is 39% owned. So most of you can get him out there. I feel like after this week, he'll probably be a little bit more than that. Although it's not an offense you really love. But, hey, someone's got to catch the ball now that Amari Cooper is gone. So I'm going with Jerry Jeudy against Cincinnati, which is an okay matchup. And I think he's going to do 115 yards.
15 yards, got it.
I can't do 2 touchdowns. I don't think he can do 2 touchdowns.
I don't think he can do 1.
He's going to do 2. 115 and 2. Let's go for it. Go, Jerry Jeudy. It's your time to shine. Balls to the wall.
I know that somebody has to catch the ball, but...
but somebody's got to throw the ball.
Yeah, dude. Have you seen there's a meme that somebody made, and it was like, have you scored more than 20 points this season? Every NFL team is on the left side saying yes, and then the no, and it's just Cleveland just by themselves.
Yeah, and they even like blocked a kick and ran it back for a touchdown last week and still didn't break 20, yeah, against the Eagles.
Yeah. So good luck with that, Jesse. That's probably the worst balls to the wall of the season. You're going to get an award for that shit at the end of the season.
But if it hits, yeah.
But if it hits.
Hey, you should have picked him up. Pick him up and put him in your lineup. It's going to be great. All right, that's all we got. We are the Fantasy Football Fools, thefantasyfootballfools.com, Fantasy Fools Pod on X. Go hit us up and let us know who is the smash, stash, and trash of the Fantasy Football Fools. We have had enough. We'll see you next week. Remember, don't be a fool.
Or be a fool. We out!